ready to listen to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio, your independent free speech media source.
I guess we're meant to talk at this point.
Yes.
Yeah, starting the show off quite badly, seeing I was asleep until you started ringing.
So, well, if you want to go take a nap or something, we could always do this later.
No, I've got to do it now. Otherwise, I'll never get around to it. So, how are things going, gentlemen?
Things are going. I'm pretty tired. Yeah. Didn't get much sleep last night.
No. Well, you were up quite a lot doing that special Ionics episode.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Did you manage to record any of it?
No, I didn't. I didn't record any of it.
I have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's cool because it's like listening to a radio show that, you know, you're so part of, but you're not there, so it's kind of new. Because it's like, you know, when you're doing a film and stuff, you know what's going to happen, and the film doesn't have as much impact when you make it and watch it back, because you know all the tricks, you know all the camera positions, and you know what's coming next. Same with the show. It doesn't really have that much impact when I listen back to it, whereas when you're listening to something new, it's kind of cool, and, you know, stuff like that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I had a good time. I gotta get a hold of some new music though, otherwise I'm gonna run out.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys want to talk? I just gotta get a chair for Sapphire, so she's not standing up.
All right.
Cool, man.
So how are things with you, planning?
Not so bad. You know, same old. Yourself?
Yeah, doing all right.
Any news over there from the States? Because there's
bugger all this side. Nothing major, really. I don't know. Just the same old shit, different day.
Yeah, it seems like a slow news day, I think.
Yeah, there's not really a hell of a lot going on. I don't know. Alan Greenspan did say that the world economy is going to hell.
It is?
Yeah, apparently. He said that if Western nations can't get their debt under control, that it's going to have severe impact on the standards of living. Which is something I think he's been wanting to say for a long time, but, like, he's retiring. So now he gets to drop the bombs on us and he won't have to deal with them.
Says, this is my last day, by the way, we're all fucked. See ya.
By the way, I've been meaning to say this for the past few years, but we're all fucked. I do not envy the person that's got to take over my job, because it's just all going to hell and there's nothing he can do about it.
I have swept so much crap under the rug.
You don't even know the kind of shit that I've been wanting to tell you all about. I was just afraid it would cause catastrophic economic repercussions.
And
it doesn't matter. I've converted all of my money into gold. So I thought I'd let you know. Everything's going to shit.
I'll be in a compound in the mountains. Bye!
Okay, I completely missed all of that. All I heard was everything's going to shit and I've converted my money into gold and something about sweeping bodies under a carpet.
No, dude, not bodies.
Oh.
I was just saying that Alan Greenspan has recently said that if Western nations can't get their national debts under control, that the global economy is basically fucked.
Right.
And that is going to have severe impacts on our standards of living.
Okay. Did you guys get my emails that I sent?
Yes.
I sent about 10 emails today to you guys.
Oh, it was like 3.
Okay.
I got two. Think.
Anyway. What are we doing tonight?
We've just woken up, so we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah,
question.
Who am I? Where am I?
That's me, man.
What is all this craziness?
I have no idea.
Well, that's live radio for you.
Yeah, the stream seems to be down.
Yeah, it did seem to be down. I was trying to see if there was a show on.
Yeah, weird. No, the stream server seems to be down. I'll have to sort that out later.
Hell, even IRC is quiet.
Yeah. Weird.
Almost too quiet.
Welcome to Tuesday, December 6th, where there ain't shit happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely...
Well, thank you. It's been a lovely show, people.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.
I hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll be back tomorrow. With more of the same nothing.
Yeah.
No, things happen. Like, Microsoft have meant to be doing something. Don't know if you guys checked out... Well, I sent an email to... Onyx, I think we talked about a device that was cross-platform and was meant
Gizmo,
to be...
Oh, yeah.
Was meant to be a alternative to Skype, which I think we might play around with maybe later.
I've tried out the Windows version of it, actually.
Yeah.
And it's pretty damn good. Cool. You can have up to 99-person conferences.
Right.
And since the conferences are on a centralized server... It won't, like, bog your machine down.
Oh, nice. That's exactly what we need.
Gizmo uses SIP, Session Initiation Protocol, the same thing that your Vonage account uses.
Right.
Which is good. It's also a centralized server, so it doesn't eat your bandwidth or your RAM.
Yeah.
All in all, I think it is a good alternative to Skype. Sounds excellent, actually.
Cool. We'll have to check it out for a later episode.
I can't get it to compile on my Ubuntu box, though, which is unfortunate. It does say
it's supported by Debian.
Yeah. I could compile it, except I'm missing one of the libraries, and Ubuntu hasn't ported it over yet.
Ah, right.
So that's about it.
Have you seen the Windows Vista tattoo?
Oh, my God.
I thought, how much of a corporate whore do you have to be? Basically, this story is on Channel 9, which is like a Microsoft whoring website, where they have quite a lot of interesting stuff about the new Microsoft releases and all that kind of stuff that they're doing. They're trying to make it all trendy and all that kind of jazz.
I was actually watching something on Channel 9 last night.
Yeah.
They did, here, let me just drop the link to it in IRC. It's, pretty interesting here. It was a 38-minute, talk with, some of the debuggers for Microsoft.com.
That's right, they were talking about the extent of, their website and how huge it is and how many hits they get and stuff like that. And the kind of exploits that they've seen people try and take and what they're planning
what
to do.
What they can do and, about it.
And,
yada, yada, yada.
And all that X64 stuff.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really give a rat's ass about all that.
Yeah.
But I found it very interesting. There were quite a few things that I found interesting.
I mean, how many times did they drop, like, sensitive information? Oh, shall we...
That's
shall
what
we,
I wanted to talk about.
Shall we show that IP? Oh, let's worry about that later.
Later, and then they show the IP. And they show the IPs of their servers.
And his password that he was typing in.
The cameraman actually filmed the guy typing a password into the keyboard.
When I was watching that, I thought, wait a second. I mean, this guy is obviously looking at him typing the password.
Yeah.
If you see what
as
I mean.
As a matter of fact, you slow it down.
Yeah.
And
he comes forward and looks
right
down.
Off of that. Shoulder surfing.
And he mentions that all the data centers have TS. So if you use the password and you knew the IP address, you could terminal service into that server.
Mm-hmm. Then he drops the docs of the subcontractors that they have for their redundant servers. The one thing that the manager there looked really worried.
Yeah, he kept on looking up to him, checking if...
Oh, the other guy was like, looking at him, should I talk about this? And that guy, the technician, looked like he was about 36 hours away from death.
Yeah, he did.
He looked like he had not slept
in
years.
He looks like he's on some serious fucking mescaline or something, man.
He looked like he'd been worked, just about until death. And the other guy just looked worried as hell.
And he had a shiny head.
Yeah, he had a very shiny head. As a matter of fact, you could actually see the passwords they were entering on that guy's head.
Yeah, the reflection of... I don't know. I mean, there's Microsoft Commission Channel 9, or what's up with Channel 9?
And I think they own it.
But how are they authorized to film this guy's password and the IP address? Because you can clearly see it's a 109 dot something dot something. I know that somebody posted the actual IP address. Or somebody slowed it down. I mean, do they expect that nobody is going to be like, ooh, I wonder what the fuck he was typing in? You could actually see that he was using his left hand for most of the keyboard. It had like a W and something in there, this password.
Yeah. It's just weird. I have to imagine that after they shot this, they changed all the stuff.
Hopefully.
I mean, for their sake, anyway. I don't know.
Can you imagine how many people are actually going to be trying to TS into that server? With his password?
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to be a jackass, then that's what you get.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell?
Oh, dear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's not a hell of a lot. There's an interesting comment here.
Yeah.
By Cyber Rigger. It said, here's Microsoft's secret weapon, and it's listing subnets of the Microsoft.com.
Yeah.
And showing that they connect to Linux servers.
Yeah.
Does anybody else find that freaking hilarious?
Well, what else do you think they'll be running? I mean, they need a serious website. They're not going to be using Windows. I mean, come on.
I thought they had to.
No. I mean, come on. They've got to provide a legitimate, on-the-spot service. They're hardly going to be using...
Uptime.
They're hardly going to be using their own fucking software that doesn't work for them. It has, an IP stack made of, cow dung.
Cheese.
Vaginal discharge.
You have to use that word.
Yeah.
It's pronounced vaginal.
Vaginal. That's what fucking Bill Gates calls it.
I don't know. The more I watched it, the more I was just simply amazed by it.
And
it's what are they doing?
And they seem really amazed at their own, accomplishments. Not only that, they seem so confused about their own company. They're like, well, we're actually part of this company, but they're actually the same organization, but, we rent their server room and stuff like that. And
they technically own us.
They own us, even though we're, under Microsoft, but, the profits go to Bill Gates, and, he makes me take these weird drugs. So I never sleep, and I'm...
What is the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing? Is
that's pretty much it. the guy, the shiny head guy, didn't know what the fuck this guy was talking about, and this guy was like, shall I say this? And he was like, I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I just woke up, man.
I did get the feeling that the manager there in charge of
people... Man, the guy was sitting there with his fucking feet on a table. Now, you don't get an impression that this is a serious organization, okay? Millions and millions of money is invested in Microsoft, and there you have these two twats one guy just standing, sitting there on a chair with his legs up on the table does not spell professionalism to me.
I just felt bad for those guys. I felt like, you know, the further they went into the interview, that this was certainly going to be the end of their careers.
Mm.
And also that they might get, like, hanged.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines. And, like, the guy who was in charge there really did severely look worried that they were doing this.
Yeah.
Like, he seemed to know that this is just going to come to no good.
But could they, I mean, they could, if they own Channel 9, could they not just, like, say, let's just stop it right here, or we can't release that information? They, you know, just... It's company secrets. There's no way that they're going to be like, oh, because, you know, we might get loads of bad press because we don't reveal the IP address. Bollocks, man. Fucking Stank Dog censors everything on his videos that could be considered at the slightest controversial. And this guy and, you know, the group, the fucking MinRev and the DP do this out of their own pockets, whereas these are guys are professionally, you know... I don't know, commissioned by Microsoft, and yet they haven't taken the slightest consideration into just putting like a black... I mean, they could do it in fucking PaintShop Pro if they wanted to, frame by frame, you know?
Yeah, I'm not really positive if Channel 9 is owned by Microsoft, but it just seems like everything on their site...
is everything about Microsoft.
And if they're not owned by Microsoft, then Microsoft should be suing their ads.
Yeah.
This is pretty, you know, it's just bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre.
It's very weird.
And, they dropped so many docs in those 38 minutes and 31 seconds that it was unreal.
Yeah, I was watching that at work today and thinking, wow, you know, what the hell is going on with this company? I mean... Fuck, I wasn't even surprised that they looked like such a mess and dropping, like, you know, they... Alright, people want to know what's going on behind Microsoft, but the guy was zooming in to stuff, and this guy was like... I mean, the funniest thing was when he said, so basically when it says the map is, like, green, and when the servers are down, that means they're red. It's like, yeah, there's, like, three or four portions on that screen that was actually red, so that means that their servers were down. And they didn't, like, even go, oh, wait a second, I think we should stop here, I need to, like, investigate why this fucking data center is not coming up as green. That means that it's down.
Unless they could be down for maintenance.
Mm.
Or they could be down.
Maybe,
and the
redundant
server could be kicked in.
Maybe, but then he would say, oh, that's showing up as red because we're currently, you know, upgrading the Linux kernel on it.
Yeah, right. Oh, no, that's one of our IIS servers. We shut that down on purpose.
Yeah,
we got a Linux server taking up the job of those three.
Yeah, we found out there was, like, loads of flaws in IIS and... You see, like, they were going, oh, yeah, IIS is a great product and stuff, and, like, the number 7 is going to be awesome and stuff. How far in front do you think they use these IIS servers? Not very far. I don't think it's the front end of, like, of the main, on the, of the main cluster.
Yeah, I don't think so at all. I don't know. I honestly don't care.
Yeah.
But they just, you got the impression from the video, though, that those two guys were, like, the only two debuggers.
Yeah, it did seem like that
and
was
not
them.
Only that, but, like, it was only one guy that was actually doing the debugging. The other guy was just, like,
sitting there
telling him if it was okay to do or not.
Yeah, that guy was just sitting there with his fucking legs up in the air. I mean, if I did that at my work, I'd get disciplined, or I'd get fired, or, I mean... You know, it's something, you know, you can't just sit there in a professional environment, you know, with your legs up on, I don't care who you are, if you're the fucking CEO, you don't do it on a video. You might do it when you close your own door to your office. I mean, fuck, you can be sitting there naked for all I care, masturbating, but don't do it in front of a video. You're trying to give a positive example and a professional, you know, example. You're an embarrassment to the company.
Yeah.
I hope that's
truly
the memo he got from Bill Gates.
You're an embarrassment to my company.
Yeah.
You've dropped my company's stock for the last time.
Do you know how many times we've had to change that IP address? We're running out of the pool, man.
Please report to the execution room. Did I say execution room? I meant happy fun time.
Yeah.
We
fucking unreal. Unreal. Fun, though.
Yeah. Did you
see
that?
Looks like their workstation has a nice front end.
Yeah. But they don't have flat screens. I mean, they're fucking running on, I mean, this... fuck. I mean, not only was I like, dude, you're running a huge CRT monitor. Can you not buy a flat screen? They don't cost much. I mean, come on, like $200, $300 for a company that's, like, turning over a few billion a minute. how about, yeah, like, you save yourself the requirement for early retirement because you've lost your eyesight? Because this fucking thing's, like, flickering at 70 hertz, man.
That's the other thing, is that either the power attenuation to the monitor,
yeah,
or the actual just monitor itself wasn't allowing them to sync it.
Yeah.
I
think they're buying shoddy monitors from China. That's why they're making all the money.
On that they didn't have clear scan.
I don't know. trust me, they're cutting their costs, man. That's why their fucking debuggers look like shit.
And there's only one of them. He's like, yes, I haven't slept since 1997.
I've been debugging code since 1997. I'm still
every time
only 20%,
I start to nod off, they shoot me up with another amphetamine. I don't even remember my name anymore.
That's why Microsoft is making so much money, because they only have one debugger that they use like 24/7.
As a matter of fact, that huge complex in Redmond is just a front.
Yeah.
It's actually made of cardboard. They have three employees. The two guys we saw and the one guy who shot the film.
Yeah.
Also, did you notice that room?
Yeah.
I mean, like, talk of no windows.
Exactly.
Freaking drab as hell. And then they had a beer poster.
Yeah, the guy is a fucking alcoholic because he's got, like, three cans of beer in front of his desk.
No, those were all soda.
Oh, okay.
And there was, like, five cans. But he's got a beer poster. It looks like a dorm room.
He's working in one of the most largest companies in the world. One of the most depended on and respectable companies. His room, his office, looks like
the largest
my bedroom. Okay.
And he doesn't have a window.
He has two shite monitors that aren't even syncing right to his, like, eyes. He's going to get epilepsy in the next 2 years.
What I want to know is, what was the other monitor running?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure they just threw Vista in a box and, like, set it on his desk.
Yeah.
It was Longhorn.
No, the funniest thing is, he was going, this is Longhorn server, and, like, and then he comes up, it's like, error, and it's like, yeah, this is like a really late edition, and that's why you'll see all these errors. Did you catch that bit?
Yeah, I did. It was fun. Microsoft has a long, long history of doing stuff like that. Yeah.
Did you see that planet, or are you just checking that out now?
No, I actually missed it.
Ah, right.
Seriously,
you got to check it out, because it's fucking hilarious, man.
It's like a comedy.
Yeah.
Like
I think they should have, like, a Microsoft sitcom, where it's like The Office, only it's like Microsoft, and they're like, we don't know what's happening. I mean, we talk all this crap, and, like, I don't know, we come up with these crazy whack ideas that, like, you know, I don't know, we ride around the offices with little scooters and, like, bounce rubber balls around the place for, like, hours because it might be creative. I mean, I wouldn't be too pissed if the company was actually any good, you know? I wouldn't give a fuck if they were, like, they had a trampoline in there and shit, man. You know, I'll be, like, fucking right on, man. You're making all that money and you're bringing out solid fucking code. Whereas, you know, the guy is looking like he's living in a university fucking dormitory. Like, he hasn't slept for years.
he looks like such shit.
And he looks like a fucking caffeine addict, man, with all those...
I hope he's saving all the money that he's making, because he's going to be retired in a year or two.
Yeah.
Just burnt out. Either that or you caught him on, like, a Monday morning after a weekend of binge drinking.
I mean, seriously, if this guy is an actual debugger, you would expect him to have a decent screen. I cannot handle these. Maybe it's just me, you know? Maybe it is just me. I don't know. Maybe other people fancy the fact that their monitor flickers at fuck and is also partially radioactive. I don't know! You know, maybe...
Oh, that guy's hair, too. It looked like he ran into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, splashed a ton of water on it and then just, like, combed it down.
Yeah. It's like, wait, give me 1 minute before you do an interview. Runs into the toilet, like, sinks his head into the bowl, flushes the toilet, combs it back with his own fucking fingers.
No, he didn't comb it back, though, he combed it forward. It was, like, covering his male pattern baldness or something.
Yeah.
I have no idea, it was absolutely amazing.
I mean, seriously. Like,
okay, what was that movie? What was that? Antitrust.
Yeah, yeah.
That office looks nothing like the office in Antitrust.
No, man, that shit had, like, pictures of screens that, like, turned different colors depending on your mood and who entered the room and that shit, man. This looks like a fucking dormitory in a university.
My dorm, when I was at university, looked better than that.
It had Windows, for fuck's sake.
It did.
And not in the Windows kind of software sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was wholly unreal. As a matter of fact, after the show, I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah. I think we should watch it. You haven't seen it, have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's fucking funny.
It sounds like a total fraud, like they've just made it up.
You think it's made up?
Yeah. Like they've just sat a guy in a room with a few computers.
Well, like in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, if he, like, yeah, I'm like the major debugger of Microsoft, and there's like six pack of beer cans opened. And, like,
oh my god.
A mountain of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Like,
when you watch it again,
yeah,
we'll take notes and we'll do a spoof on it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And like, I'll have my two flat screen beautiful monitors. One is a bit fucked. It's a bit cracked. It has like a huge black ink blot all over it. But you know.
Oh no! This will be better. We're gonna be over at my place.
Oh, okay.
So we will have the most ghetto equipment.
Yeah.
On the face of the earth. Like, my computer does not have panels on it. Beyond which, it's 6 years old.
And you'd be like, and whoever does the interview would be like, so why is your equipment so shit? I thought Microsoft was like a really good company. To say like, oh, we're cutting costs at the moment. We've had to melt all the panel metal and all required equipment down.
Be like, oh, normally I have really nice stuff. It's just in the shop.
Yeah.
You caught me at a bad time,
Yeah.
Everything broke at once.
Yeah.
We're currently upgrading, and they gave me this, I was naughty, so they took my nice computer away. So I had to build this out of spare parts I had in my garage.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, yeah, fair enough. Microsoft is a huge company. But even, like, the major part of that you would consider in a company such as large as that, the guys that maintain this stuff, hence the debuggers that are responsible for the uptime and upkeep of your most pressured, valuable possession that you may have as a company, as your front end, your face, the website of your company that everybody hits once they install your fucking operating system, is maintained by two fucking drug addicts in a fucking dormitory.
That's actually not such a bad idea.
Yeah.
I wonder though, like, as far as the hierarchy of Microsoft, like, how high up these guys are.
Yeah, I mean, they're in charge
and, like, of... And perhaps, like, they got called in on, like, a Sunday afternoon to do this or something.
Yeah. I mean, they're in charge of, like, some serious shit, man. You know, this equipment that they're in charge of, like they stated, 16 gigs of just pure RAM. This stuff is, like, some serious hardcore hardware, man. You know, they're not messing around with it.
Per second.
You wouldn't want some, like... I mean, what if he just, like, instead of clicking log off, he went shut down? I mean, come on.
Built soda on his keyboard and
yeah.
Random commands.
Exactly, to like delete like fucking everything of the database that they held.
Oh man.
You remember that question where it said, so how easy would it be to like track what everybody's doing? And they looked at him like, wait a second, we can't even track what we're doing. How the fuck are we meant to track what other people are meant to be doing?
Actually, it was kind of funny the way that they put that.
Yeah.
They started to go into the fact that they can track, like, a lot more than they're willing to admit.
Yeah.
And then they started to backtrack, and they're like, oh, well, we don't really track individuals, we track trends. And then the other guy's like, well, you know, if you're hacking us, then we can find you. And then the guy with the camera's like, well, I mean, you can only track IPs, not people. I mean, they could use a proxy.
And like, we managed to track somebody to, like, a cafe.
Internet cafe. Microsoft police, put your hands in the air.
We've come to destroy your company. Oh, man, Simpsons did it.
I don't know. It would be very interesting.
And then some fucker gets a fucking longhorn tattoo. I mean, what's all that about?
It's not a real tattoo. It's sprayed. You can see.
You think it's not real?
No, it's sprayed on. You can see.
No, it says that it's real somewhere down here.
Yeah, it says that it's real, but seriously, you look at the implement he's using. It's a sprayed one.
All right, let's
airbrush.
Let's watch it now. Let's watch it now.
You'll be able to hear the buzz.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll... Microsoft cannot play the file because the specified protocol is not supported.
See, it's a fake.
The weird thing
is... toss the URL on IRC.
Yeah, we'll do.
Because I support all protocols.
Yeah, but like, Microsoft Windows Media Player that is trying to play a Microsoft Windows Vista Tattoo cannot support its own product. I mean, come on.
10-1 Linux will.
I mean, come on, guys. Seriously, guys. I mean, what the fuck are you doing, guys? It makes small orphans cry. That should be the new Windows Vista like punchline. You know, Windows Vista makes small orphans cry. Have you got your tickets yet, Planet? Or are you waiting for the end of the week or something?
Yeah, but no, but yeah, but no, because this is all the thing. No. meant to do it today again. I'm actually going to have a quick look in the background here.
Okay.
Who did I?
The document contains no data. I don't think they like Firefox much.
I'm pretty certain they hate it, on principle. What's your departure date there, by the way?
7th. It was Saturday.
Rock and roll.
I mean, like, the sooner you do it, the sooner...
Better price you'll
get. The cheaper the ticket, yeah. Yeah, that thing's totally screwed. I think the most revealing kind of video was where's that developer guy that was talking about their new kind of file system where what it basically does is it uses a database kind of method of saving files, so it would use a basically like a, I don't know the buzzword that used, like a transport or something thing where it only is confirmed until the file is committed. So let's say you were trying to make a new file, it would basically open up a new transport. Say I want to open this file, it will save that to the database, and then it will commit it to NTFS. It will commit that to the disk. Now, this whole thing requires so many different systems to work code-dependently. It's just like, okay, well, that's pretty cool, you know? You're basically building a whole file system on the basis of a database, but the drawbacks of it is just going to be so process intensive. And the guy said, you know, how is this going to be, how much how processing sensitive is going to say, it's really costly. This thing is really costly. You know, it's going to seriously slow the machine down. So what I'm thinking is they're really not targeting this at the kind of like machines that are here right now. I don't know.
What's the proposed release date for that?
For Vista?
Sometime for the file system.
Sometime next year, the whole thing will ship, basically.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know, I mean, it all seems really nice and quite cool and quite innovative. They've really rebuilt everything, sort of thing, you know, they've really have. But I don't see this being at all workable in a kind of corporate sense, maybe in a cool developer sense. But then, you know, if you could say the UI is really cool, bollocks it is, man. Look at Looking Glass. I mean, that project is amazing. Yeah, it's process intensive. You're running a huge GUI. You're doing loads of things at once. It's basically a front end of Java, maybe a bit of Sun. I don't know. Madness. It's doing some crazy stuff. The entire kind of front end is really cool. But then you know that you have a solid back end because you can run this off any system that you may have while running Linux. So
did it cut me out?
Yeah, I suppose so. Hello. You still there? Yeah? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, cool, you're still there.
Yeah. Definitely not airbrushed.
What's that?
The tattoo?
No, it's not airbrushed.
How do you
know? Because I could watch it bleed.
Oh, so it is real.
Yeah, not only was it, like, a real tattoo gun, but, like, they did a close-up as she was doing the coloring and shit, and the yellow kept, like, seeping red, and she'd have to wipe it off. Yeah, that's definitely a real tattoo.
That was like when I had my first tattoo. So, yeah.
Ouch. Although, I do want to say, fucking unbelievable that Mozilla Firefox, with the mPlayer plugin, will play the damn video file. But Microsoft Windows Media Player won't.
Yeah. It says HTTP is not a supported protocol.
What?
Wait a second. This protocol that's been around for like, I don't know, a good few decades, the hypertext transfer protocol that's been the basis of the internet, is not supported.
It's not supported. Sorry, you're fucked up. We've replaced HTTP with a Microsoft proprietary format.
Yeah, it's called...
which we now call WinTP.
Yeah, it's called Win Super Web Page Transfer Protocol.
Holy unbelievable.
Yeah.
How did I know it was going to work in Linux? So weird.
I don't know.
Doesn't it disturb you, though, just a little bit?
It does, a lot.
Linux works better for Windows than Windows does?
I mean, you'd be surprised at the stuff that I can do on a Windows machine when I'm not using the Windows products that are meant to work with Windows. I mean, fuck, I can run 3-4 different services on one Windows server that are meant to be serving 4-5 different subnets of web pages that IIS could never even touch. And this is all by configuring files, configuring service ports, and all that kind of stuff through Apache. Oh man, it's just wholly unbelievable what they're trying to do to people out there. And
it's craziness.
Yeah.
It's craziness. I can't say that I'm going to go back. I do have that one rig running right now, but I hardly use it. Except for the Wi-Fi and the digital camera.
Well, I looked at Wine earlier. I haven't actually got it up and running at all. But it seems it really seems like a very cool solution to a lot of problems.
It is neat. It's not an emulator. That's the coolest part about it. It's like a Windows simulator.
Yeah. If I had if I had, you know, something like that, and a very high-speed machine, I'd be running Wine for all my weird kind of stuff that I had to run, like proprietary code for my webcam, for Internet Explorer, all that kind of jazz. I'd be doing it through Wine. Okay, there's an option of having a VM machine, but then again, that's process intensive. If I wanted to play Quake 3, I wouldn't play it through VM, I'd be playing it through, you know, Wine.
Yeah.
And Sapphire was
Although
just pointing
you'd need
out,
some kind of really sick machine to be able to pull that off.
I mean, Sapphire was just pointing out to me that somebody that posted about that tattoo says, what happens if you like some other operating system better in the future? Like, oh, say, well, I better not. He's obviously pointing out Linux, saying as his little avatar is Tux. I see a lot of painful laser treatment in the future.
Well, I mean, as much as I absolutely love Linux, I really don't think I'd have Tux tattooed to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope that Microsoft is, like, paying them for that or something.
Yeah, seriously, I mean, I wouldn't... oh, man, it would be...
Like, as bad as corporate whoring is, what's even worse is, like, blindly following corporate just for fun.
Exactly. I mean, seriously, you've got a Windows fucking window thingy logo on your arm. Seriously, man, what was going through your mind when you thought, yeah, this will be really cool? I mean, come on, I really like this operating system, so I'll get
everybody who works for Microsoft is either drunk or on drugs.
Yeah. Doesn't say much for the company. I mean, looking at this shit, this is probably the worst media fucking thing they've ever done. Because, I mean, what was actually ever good for them that they've done that was, like, supposedly a positive plus for Microsoft? Okay, Bill Gates donated X amount to, like, Africa, but even that was, like, completely owned by the media, going, ah, you fucking, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know, DOS was a big step.
Yeah.
And Windows 3.1 was pretty nice.
Oh, actually, something that I wanted to do one day in the show was go through the history of Windows, like from the first ever operating system that they did, and how
Windows
they...
Windows 1.1?
And how they developed the kernel through, and how the operating system split in half during 98, and then the NT days, and NT...
Can we show the part where they totally rip off hundreds of thousands of lines of code from OS 2?
That's exactly what I wanted to do, and just say, like, you see how they did this? They did, like, a Chicago, and then that was meant to be, like, a bridge between 95 and 98, and then they saw somebody else's code, and they were like, shit, you know? We could, like, totally embed rich media and shit into this. So they stole that. They dumped Chicago. They released 98. And then they needed like, a middleman. And that was ME. And that was a complete fuck-up.
You know what ME was? ME was a blatant ploy for to be able to maximize profit.
Yeah.
What they did is they developed, like, half an operating system, strung it together with some duct tape, and released it, knowing full well the next year that they were going to be coming up with Professional, which was based on NT.
Yeah, I mean, ME wasn't even touching on anything to do with NT. I mean, they had NT already out as a server platform, but that was poo, because it could only handle certain server hardware. I mean, what were people doing before? They were using Unix systems, you know?
Yeah, and they should never have stopped.
Exactly.
Yeah, ME is just, like, the biggest pain in the ass. Especially people who, like... I know some people that have sort of started...
I know some people that still use ME.
...and stuff on ME.
Yeah.
And insist that it's, like, one of the better operating systems.
No, I know people that still use ME, and they ask me these questions. Why does this not work? Why does that not work? And I'm like, what are you
using? ME.
You're using ME? That's probably why it doesn't work. Because, like, the registry is all fucked up. Because they, like... finished it off halfway through, and it can be awesome.
The entire operating system is screwed up. The only thing that I can say that it actually does decently, although it won't be able to do it for any extended period of time, is that in large network situations, it handles networking fairly well. As in, it can configure itself with an IIS server.
Yeah, I mean...
But that's it, and that's nothing.
I think the best thing that they've ever brought out is SP2 on 4XP. That's probably the most...
I'm a big fan of their XP Pro Corporate Edition
with
SP2.
I think that's probably the most stable, solid, most manageable system that they released. As from a corporate point of view, you know, with GP group policies and stuff like that, I don't know how alien that is to you as far as an enterprise management system for Unix systems. But as far as my job goes, it's very simple to deploy updates. It's very simple to deploy manageable security fixes. You know, it's all it takes is either three to 4 hours or one command. So, you know, it's not bad.
Well, the thing is with a Unix system, you have full control.
Yeah.
Now, this can be a good thing or a bad thing. It really depends on the skill and foresight of the administrator. Now, you can automate tasks across an entire network as far as security fixes, security policies, and just basic networking fixes. And once you have everything set up that way, you can use scripting to be able to automate changes. But all you have to do is really administer your local, the computer that you're using, and set it up as like a master controller for the servers. And it can be scripted to tell the servers to reconfigure everything that connects to them. However, if you don't have the skills and foresight to do something like that, then you can run into a lot of problems, you know, as far as administering large networks like that.
So, I mean, I don't know
and
how
I think
much...
you and I both know asking the users to implement fixes themselves
is
a
nightmare,
not,
yeah. I mean, okay, I'm going to give you a question here. I don't know if you'll be able to answer it. Let's say if we had an entire enterprise, they all were running Linux desktops, you had a whole server farm full of... you know, Linux servers, you had a domain controller. I don't even know if that exists in a Linux kind of system. That's how much I know about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's say you basically really needed to, let's say you didn't want any of your desktop machines to be able to right-click on the desktop. How easy would it be able to kind of release a kind of system fix for that entire enterprise as a kind of group policy? Is it as simple as drilling down to that specific command and go yes or no, and then go release, and that will be updated across the enterprise? Or is it more, I don't know, would you be able to answer that?
It could be. It could be as simple. If you had worked out a way to automate the task of removing support for a two-button mouse,
yeah.
I mean, as far as like automating the change across the entire network.
Yeah.
That's not a difficult task. Difficult task would be it also depends on if you're using like a mixed Unix environment. You know, like say you're using all of the same, you know, flavor of Unix.
Yeah.
Then it'd be fairly simple, but if you're using like some NetBSD and you're using some Debian and some Slackware and maybe a couple Red Hat for no apparent reason, you're going to find it a lot harder.
What I'm trying to ask is, will a workstation behave like a workstation? If you see what I mean. Will it only have...
If you set it up as a workstation.
Right, okay.
You know, if you set it up as a desktop, then you're going to be running into some difficulties. But there's no reason why you wouldn't be able to administer things like that. Also, you know, just simply limiting local policies and user policies will go a long way towards those changes not only, you know, being into effect but being permanent.
Sure. So it's possible to do like a network logon instead of a local logon and all that kind of jazz.
Yeah, well, basically what you'd want to do is you'd want to set up one computer that will talk to, you know, basically a controller server, or set up one computer as a controller server. And then what you're going to want to do is script logins and things like that, and script the changes. Now, you know, once you execute that and you have the system in place, it sort of acts like dominoes. You make the change on your master computer and tell the script to apply it to the rest of the network, and then it spreads like that. You know, it'll hit the first server, the server will then connect everything that connects to it, it will tell to do the same thing, and then everything they connect to, it'll tell to the same thing until you hit the boundaries of your subnet.
Cool, okay. I see that working.
But to, you know, it depends, you just have to set something up like that. The interesting thing, though, in Linux is that, or Unix, any flavor really, is that there's so many different scripting languages to be able to control individual computers that you have like a myriad of options of ways to implement the same sort of thing.
Cool. I don't know. That kind of control is pretty much centralized for Windows through a set of the main controllers. What are you doing? You look like a dog scratching itself.
I'm sorry. I had an itch.
No, not yet.
Wait, how the hell did you see me?
You forget.
No, it was me.
Oh, did you guys get that kind of Eye of God thing that I sent? Or did I only send to...
No, you put it on the forums, didn't you?
Yeah. Sorry, I put it on the forums. Actually, let me check out the forums. I haven't checked it out. Yeah, that stuff is cool. I just need the URL so I can give it out to everyone. Where are we? Links. Yeah, this thing is basically what they do is they go around to like security cameras, and they play out these kind of, I don't know, written plays or something like that, whereby the camera operator is able to look at this, and it's like completely very cool stuff. One of the things says, Daddy says the cameras are God's eyes, and there's like a little picture of a boy and his dad pointing at a security camera, and all that kind of stuff, and I think it's very, very 1984. And I'd recommend anyone to go check that stuff out, because it's I think, it's an art form as far as it's kind of artistic of what they're doing, but it's also very, controversial.
What forum is that in?
It'll be in the links forum.
Oh, links, yeah. I see.
Yeah, if you go back to the surveillance camera players,
yeah,
and you can see like military government visits. If you go to like upcoming of sales or like photographs, under photographs, mm-hmm. you'll be able to see quite a lot of things that they've done, such as headlines that they've appeared in, different kind of plays that they've played out, just like 1984 stuff. The funniest one is like the something interesting thing, where what they do is they stand in front of a camera and they're like, well, what happens is something, they write this stuff out and they say something interesting is going to happen and leave it there for like 2 minutes, and then they play another one like, I promise, keep on watching, and then they do another one, and then they like just lead this person on, and what it's meant to be doing is that either somebody's going to be watching this thing, like he... What they're doing is they're fucking around with the guy's mind that's actually watching this thing. And it's not been rare for them to be stopped by police on different occasions. Once they were in I forget the country they were in. I think it was like Germany or something, where a police officer, a policeman pulled up and stopped them. Now, what I'm thinking is there is no law against you standing in front of a security camera and holding up all these different banners. Why the fuck would you get... I mean, do police have any jurisdiction over you doing this? I mean, the only reason they stopped them is because they were thinking by themselves. They were thinking... They were using mental initiative.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. Wait a second. You're fucking around with the man. I'm sorry, but you can't do that. We're going to send you to prison. And if you notice, the front page of the website says Big Brother is watching you. I just thought I'd add that.
Yeah. This is pretty neat.
Sorry, what did you say?
You know the graffiti artist, Banksy?
Banksy, yeah.
Yeah. He done a spray painting on a wall near a camera in Marble Arch. Now, there's 14 exits in the Marble Arch tube station.
Yeah.
And on one of the exits, the camera's actually pointing at the wall.
Right.
And he's actually spray painted, "What the hell are you looking at?" on it.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, most of the stuff is like... They hold up banners saying, "I'm just going to get something to eat," and a little guy, and they're like a little cartoon drawing of a little guy smiling at the camera and waving, and then it'll be like, I'm just on my way to work, holding this up in front of the camera, because it really is, it brings you into a different frame of mind, because these guys, and if you read some of the hate mail, they're like, well, you know, the only thing that you should be frightened of is if you're a criminal and all this stuff. But really, they're viewing down on society and all these millions and thousands of people that cross their camera view every single day. What are they looking for? And stuff like that, you know.
Wow. This is actually pretty neat.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun thing to do on an afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this whole concept is really cool to me. I'm a great supporter of their cause, and please do check out the website. It's notbored.org, as in notbored.org, and somewhere under there you'll be able to see a link for the camera players. I think that's their call, surveillance camera players. It's like a some sort of kind of anarchist website where they publish these ideas and stuff like that on there. And if you go all the way down to the bottom, you'll see that link for the surveillance camera players. I think it's a fantastic kind of thing that they're doing. It's really ingenious. It's very I don't know, new.
Clever.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah.
I'm liking this a lot. We are the dead. Wow, they've done a lot of stuff. Very cool. You up for a bit of a phone call?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's a toll-free number. You're going to be connected to a live operator in Bermuda.
Okay.
And I've got a number that I want you to ask her to dial.
Okay.
So I'm going to post them both in the forum, and I'm wondering if she's going to ask how you want to pay for the call.
Okay.
That's basically the thing. If she asks that, say, "Oh, I'd rather not."
Yeah.
"Can you just connect me?" And if she won't, then say, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry to waste your time."
Yeah. I'd just say, "Well, I'll pay my coins. Listen to this. Beep, 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 beep." I put £2 in there.
No. If she asks you how you'd like to pay, say you'd rather not.
Yeah. I'll Redbook say with
like,
my
"I'd rather
voice.
Not. Could you just connect it anyway?"
Yeah, I'll Redbook
like,
say
"No,
with
sorry,
my
I
voice.
Can't do that." Huh?
I said I'll Redbook say with my voice.
And the next one is the number that you want to be connected to.
Okay.
This is the Reefs Hotel in Bermuda. Lovely. I've eaten there, actually.
So basically, I'm trying to connect to 4411, 441, 2380, 222.
Yeah.
Okay. don't think they want to pick up.
Bermuda telephone, may I help you?
Hi there, can you connect me to 441-238-0222?
Collect, sir?
Yes, please.
Your name, please.
It's Bilal.
Bilal?
That's correct.
Thank you, Bezos.
Thank you.
That's the Bermuda ringtone.
That's right.
Thank you for holding. That party wants to know if you want to speak to a specific person.
I'd just like to speak to anyone that's in charge at the moment. Sorry, by the way, where are you based right now?
I'm sorry?
Where are you based right now, yourself? Are you in Bermuda, or are you an outsourced company?
We are now located in the Philippines, sir.
Right, okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You want to speak with?
John, if he's there.
John?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, sir, please hold.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Right. Okay, I've hung up on there.
Okay, that is freaking unbelievable.
What's that?
Just the fact that they'll connect you to the front desk.
Yeah.
You just need a person to speak to. Now, that's a toll-free number
yeah.
from the UK.
Yeah.
Which means that from anywhere in the world, you could use Pretty World Dial-Up to call the toll-free number.
Yeah.
Which hits the BT system. It's 44-800-890-123. It's BT. Then goes to the Philippines.
Wow. See, I wanted to know where she was based.
Hits Bermuda.
And she was quite kind enough to actually answer.
She was very prompt. Oh, we're actually in the Philippines right now.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Wow.
I thought she'd be like, I'm not telling you, you freak. Well, I didn't want to tell you where I am.
Oh, you're one of those phone people.
Yeah, the phone people.
That is a really cool number.
Yeah.
And they simply connect you.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there anybody in particular you'd like to talk to?
How about John? I don't know.
You should have said front desk, please.
Yeah, I said, can you connect me to the front desk, to anyone that's in charge?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She should have just been like front desk for reservation.
Yeah.
That would have been great. Wow. That is a freaking awesome number.
Yeah.
good shit. I gotta try out some more of these.
Yeah.
I've got a whole freaking list of these crap.
She didn't even notice the music playing in the background or you going fuck it halfway through or anything.
No, I said front desk.
Oh, front desk. I think you said fuck it.
No,
very professional, as I may say.
Most excellent.
Yes.
I'm very pleased with that. Very pleased indeed. See, that is a bit of hands-on freaking.
Yeah. And a bit
there
of social engineering. See, you know, I could have said my real name, but no.
Belial, yes, that's correct.
She said, Belial, yes, that's correct, yeah. That's my name.
That's quite, my mother was a hippie.
Yeah. Or a Satanist, I don't know.
One of the two, yes. Yeah. Yes, you're speaking to Satan. I want to book a vacation. I heard Bermuda's lovely.
Yeah, very hot.
And that whole triangle thing, that just makes me giddy.
Yeah.
Oh, dead great, dead great. Well, let's see. I don't know, that's about all I have for this evening, unless you want to try a couple more of those numbers.
Yeah, why not?
See if we can connect to English-speaking countries. Because it would just work so much better that way.
Yeah, instead of going, ¿qué?
¿Qué? ¿Quiero Taco Bell?
Is Planet still there?
Yeah.
All right.
Speak.
Quiero speaky to Planet Lave.
Okay. Let's try to Canada. Because, you know, if you try this international outdial toll freeze to, like, the United States,
yeah,
you end up hitting a automated system which will ask you how you want to pay for the international call.
It doesn't give you the not at all option.
It's just like, you know, please enter, you know, it's like a credit card or a calling card number now.
Yeah.
You know. But the Bermuda one I like because it actually hit a live operator. I had no idea the live operator was in the Philippines.
Yeah.
That's freaking great. Mm. And the fact that it will connect you to a person in Bermuda without charging you is...
awesome.
Yeah. Really. Now I gotta see. Now I gotta go and I gotta scan Bermuda. See if I can find a couple of extenders or outdials. Route
she actually,
call. Maybe back to the
I think she had a terminal in front of her. You could actually hear her typing the number into a keyboard.
Yep.
Yeah, so she must have just had like an application there that, you know, she used to connect.
Yeah, and then she probably speaks to... because, you know, she put us on hold. She probably was speaking to the person on the other line.
Yeah.
I wonder if they connected as in like a collect call or something.
Yeah, she did say at the beginning, she said, do you want a collect call? And I said, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You listen back to the recording.
Yeah. I wonder what would happen if you said no thank you.
I don't know. She'd be like, what do you mean no thank you?
No, I would just like you to connect the call. Or one of my favorites is if, like, I'm calling through Free World Dial-Up. Oh, no, please bill it to this number.
Yeah.
Or use a Free World Dial-Up gateway from a payphone, opt-diverting with an A and I fail.
Yeah.
And then telling them to bill it to that phone number.
And there is no number to bill to.
Well, there is. It's Colorado Springs National Directory Assistance. Oh, fun time. What a day. All right, let me see. I've got a couple numbers to call. I got to come up with numbers to have them connect you to. I wonder if there's... let me go on VinRev and see if there's any freaker numbers in Canada that we could call. Because I'm wondering... I bet you, though... here, go ahead and place this call. It's 800-890-0...
wait, plus what? Is it...
UK
US.
Toll-free.
UK toll-free, okay. Go ahead.
800-890-016. I bet you it's going to prompt for, like, a credit card or calling card.
Okay.
Welcome to Canada. Sorry, I still didn't understand. Sorry, I'm in so much trouble.
They don't like my background music.
I'll transfer you to a Canada Direct operator.
Ooh.
One moment, please. J'achemine votre appel à un téléphoniste de Canada Direct. Veuillez me...
Brett!
Operator?
Hi there, can you put me through to 441...
you're calling overseas or Bermuda?
I'm calling to Bermuda.
Okay, 441.
441 238-0222.
Are you paying for this call?
If you could charge to this number. Oh, bitch. She put down on me.
Oh, crap.
Are you paying for this call? Well, if you can charge it to this number, and...
are you paying for this call? No, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
All right, I'll connect it for you.
Why did she put down on me? That's the thing. She didn't even say no or...
I think it's most likely that she couldn't come up with a valid phone number that you were calling from.
Right. And then she just put the phone down on me.
Well, that raises all kinds of red flags.
Right.
Like, she doesn't want to ask, what number are you calling from?
Yeah.
Because then you could just give her any freaking number to charge to.
Yeah.
There's no way to authenticate it. I'm guessing that's what happened.
Okay. Well,
either that or she gets a lot of this.
Yeah. Well, it's very rude.
Well, it is rather rude, actually.
I'm going to call her back. I mean,
it's just something else. I can't necessarily blame her. We were trying to fuck with her, but...
I mean, the thing was, they didn't like my background music, and they put me straight through to an operator, which is quite interesting. So, if you are ever in this situation, play really bad clubhouse music, because they don't like that. Their system can't
take... Like me. Let's see if we can find something on a crossbar switch.
Hi, I'm having trouble playing 2600 megahertz.
I'm having trouble blue boxing. I was wondering if you could help me out with this.
Yeah.
Okay, Venezuela. This should be a crossbar switch. 800-890.
Oh, wait. What are we trying to call? What's the... Plus what? Oh, fuck. Plus
no,
what?
No, these are all UK.
Oh, okay, sorry.
UK toll-free.
Okay, cool.
800-890-058.
Okay. And what are we calling?
Just ask for an English operator.
Okay.
Bienvenido al servicio Venezuela Directo de CanTV. Note que puede presionar la tecla numeral después de cada opción solicitada para agilizar el proceso. Por favor, grabe su nombre después de escuchar el tono.
Hang up.
That was like 26 hours right there.
Por favor, marque el código.
Por favor.
There was not a live operator available to take our call.
Ah, right.
And something else happened, and I couldn't tell if... It didn't sound like they were asking us to press numbers or options.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out if that was a 2600 hertz. I don't think it was.
No.
No, it sounded more like an answering machine beep.
Yeah.
Odd.
If it was, then they're trying to blue box you.
In Venezuela, operator blue boxes you! Well, I'm going to do a bit of more research for these. Maybe we can do something on tomorrow night's show. Because cool. I'd like to really find out some fun things to do. But that Bermuda one, I'm
that
liking
awesome.
That.
Yeah,
definitely liking that. I also want to see if the 441 exchange is a part of the United States numbering system.
Yeah.
Or if that's something that's unique to Bermuda.
Because that Canadian operator asked me if I was trying to call Bermuda or something else, or international, and I said Bermuda. So they obviously knew that 441 was...
Bermuda,
yeah.
Very interesting. Highly fun stuff. I'm going to have to do a little more research into this. And I think I'm actually going to post this Bermuda thing on VinRev. What's that?
Nothing, I'm just getting slapped.
Are you laughing at me, you bastard?
I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing at Sapphire.
He didn't try to choke me!
Good, you deserved it, wench.
She was yawning and I threw a cigarette filter in her mouth.
Good. This is wild and interesting stuff here, woman. What, you don't think placing a call that goes through the BT system to the Philippines to Bermuda is cool?
Yes, it's cool, but...
Well, you just don't know what cool is, woman.
Excuse me? You're talking to a woman here.
I'd fucking hope so. Otherwise, I'd be a bit concerned. When?
You should know by now whether I'm male or female.
True.
Oh, yes. Well, after the whole gay bar thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell you ended up in the gay bar. Me going to gay bar is fine, but you, that's
yeah,
it.
I told you it was the acid.
I swear to God.
Right. I think we've just gone over 50 minutes, so let's...
Oh, good, I'm fresh out of ideas.
Yeah, let's kind of bring things to a close. I don't know if you have any more news, or if Planet has any more news.
No, slow day today.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Okay, cool, well, yeah.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Dude.
Where's my car?
Dude. Well, this is Ionic signing off.
Yeah.
I'll see you again tomorrow, hopefully with more new and exciting, yontacular freaking news.
Yeah. Please do go and check out notbored.org, and this is Bilal signing off.
And Sapphire.
And Planet's doing the same.
Okay. Good night. Thank you for listening, and catch you same time tomorrow.
All right.
If you wake up.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll wake up.
No, I was talking to the lamp.